Today we're going to be in the book of Mark, so if you have your Bibles, open up to the book of Mark. Bless you. The book of Mark. Today we're going to be in Mark chapter 1, verses 40, through Mark chapter 2, verse 12. We're going to talk about how things happen when Jesus shows up. Things happen when Jesus show up. That's the name of the sermon today. Mark chapter 1. God's word says, "Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, 'If you are willing, you can make me clean.' Then Jesus, moved with compassion, he stretched out his hand and he touched him. And he said to him, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him, being sent away with him at once. And he said to him, 'See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for yourself cleansing for those which Moses had commanded as a testimony to them.' However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the entire city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. And again, Jesus entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And then Jesus preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when he could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven you.' And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their heart, 'Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sin but God alone?' But then immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, 'Why do you reason about these things in your heart? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven you," or to say, "Arise, take up your bed and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins, he said then to the paralytic, 'I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.' Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that they were amazed and glorified God, saying, 'We never saw anything like this.'" Let's bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord in heaven, I thank you for being the God of miracles. I thank you, Lord, for being the God that answers prayer. I thank you, Lord, for being a God who loves us, Lord, who will never leave us nor forsake us. I thank you, God, for caring about the smallest problem that we have all the way to the biggest problem that we have, Lord. God, we have so many prayer requests today in our church, Lord. They start, Lord, with Sister Cindy and Brother Rod and Hannah and their family and the troubles they've been through this week. God, they extend to the frightening experience that Sister Victoria's had this week. God, they extend even further than that to the pain and suffering that Brother Gary is dealing with down there, waiting for another blood transfusion while they find out what is wrong with this man. Lord, and then they go even further, all the way out to the Carolinas, where Sister Deborah is out there, Lord, has high blood pressure and is going through difficult times. Lord, there are people all over the nation that need you today, God, and so we lift our arms to you and just praise you and ask you, Lord, help us hear our prayers. God, you're an amazing God. Things do happen when you show up. People get healed. Lives turn around. And Lord, we thank you for those things. God, we thank you most of all for dying on the cross, for saying to us that you forgive us of our sins, so that someday, if we know you as our Lord and Savior, we can join you in heaven too. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers this week. Thank you, God, for watching over our families this week. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us all safe here to hear the message. Lord, I pray, God, as I speak the message you laid on my heart, that you would just open me up, Lord, and let the Holy Spirit just use me as an instrument of his voice, God, to speak to all the people today. For it's in your holy and precious name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, I don't know if you have noticed, but great things happen when Jesus shows up. He changes lives. He transforms unbelievers to believers, like he did to Paul on the road to Damascus. He restores people like Brother Doug, who rededicated his life to Christ last year. He gives people the keys to his kingdom, like he did to Sister Victoria when she accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior a couple of weeks ago. Now, I don't know why you come to church, but I come to church to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Because I'll tell you, when Jesus shows up, great things happen. If you've come to meet with Jesus today, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
If you want a personal encounter with the Lord today, let me hear you say, praise God.
Praise God.
If you want to be forgiven of sin, you want to have your heart healed of some emotional pain, your body healed of some physical pain, or you are just confident that the Lord's going to speak to you today, let me hear you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, we live in the day and time where God wants to work miracles. He wants to do great things. He loves us. And that's why I titled today's sermon, Things Happen When Jesus Shows Up. I believe with all my heart that if you're coming here to meet Jesus today, that you are going to see him. Praise God. In the scripture we read this morning, Jesus, he just launched into his public ministry. So in the beginning of this chapter, you see how he was baptized by John. He walked by the Sea of Galilee and he began calling the first disciples. He went to Capernaum and he drove out an impure spirit. Jesus healed Simon's mother who was sick in bed. He then went and drove out some demon-possessed people. I mean, he was busy. He was preaching around all the cities and villages of Galilee. And then Jesus, he was concerned for those people. He wanted to see them saved. And you know what? He wants to see that very thing done here today in our church. Let's look back at Mark 1:41. I want to show you again what happens when Jesus shows up. Listen to this. It says, then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and he touched him and he said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest and offer for yourself cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. However, this man who was healed went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive the people, not even near the door, and Jesus preached the word to them. As you can see, this man was excited. He'd been healed of leprosy. I mean, if you were dealing with a disease that was this bad, if you were dealing with something that nobody wanted to spend time with you, you were kicked out of the camp, you're going through all kinds of trouble, and Jesus just heals you, you would be excited. You could imagine this man, he couldn't contain himself. He couldn't tell enough people about how awesome God was for what he had done. Now, you know, Jesus told him, don't go telling everybody about it. But he just couldn't help it. He was so excited. But I got to thinking, why would Jesus tell him, don't go tell anybody about it? Don't you think that Jesus would want people to know about the wonderful things that he'd done? But you see, Jesus didn't want him to tell everybody about it because Jesus' mission was to preach the good news of the kingdom of God. That's what verse 38 tells us. He was here to preach the news of salvation. And he didn't want people coming to him with the wrong heart. People just coming there because they wanted to see Jesus perform some kind of sideshow stunt. They wanted people to come so they could see Jesus for who he is, so that he could save them for their sins. And so their heart had to be in a right place. But Jesus, what does he do today? He doesn't tell us to be quiet about the great things he's done in our life. He tells us to go out and proclaim him to everybody. The Great Commission in Matthew 28 says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them everything that I have taught you and commanded you. So the first thing I want to bring your attention to today that I want to talk about is that when we experience God, when we experience Jesus in an extraordinary way, how in the world can we keep that a secret? How in the world can we keep that a secret? When we experience God in a great way, how can we keep that a secret? People of God, hear me today. If we want to see this church filled up like that city of Capernaum, we got to go outside and we got to tell people about the great things that Jesus is doing in our life. We got to tell them, look, we knew two people that we thought were going to die based on what we heard, but Jesus healed them and they're alive today. We got to tell people that I am a sinner saved by grace. I was on my path to hell, but God changed my life and I'm a preacher today because of it. We got to share these stories. We got to share our testimony with people. That's how God works through our lives. So folks, we have to share our personal testimony. If the Lord heals you, someone should hear about it. If he saves you, you should share with somebody about it. When Jesus answers your prayers, tell everybody you know about it and give the Lord praise. Mark chapter 1 verse 45 says it like this, says, "He, the leper, went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter. So Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him in every direction." You see, when Jesus comes through for you, you have to share it. You just have to share it. Imagine this. You're praying for a job, and God comes through for you. You got to tell somebody about it. Don't keep it a secret. Like Sister Connie got a promotion a couple weeks ago. Praise God for that. Maybe you've been struggling with pain and Jesus healed you. Don't keep it a secret. Tell somebody about it. Maybe you've been praying for a tough answer to a difficult situation or a question in your life and God gives you the answer. Don't keep that a secret. Tell somebody about it. Remember when God saved you? Remember when God took you? Remember when you were sitting there maybe in the pew in this church or maybe somewhere else and God spoke to your heart and you came and you gave your life to the Lord? Do you remember that day? Tell somebody about it. Share it with your friends, your grandkids. You are saved. You're going to heaven. You got a friend that's closer than a brother. How could you keep that news secret? I'm telling you, when Jesus shows up, he does something in your life. Amen? The fact that the house in Capernaum got filled up so quickly wasn't a secret. The reason it got filled up so quickly is because this guy was so excited, he was telling everybody about the Lord. You see, in our society today, we can go watch a great movie and tell everybody about it. We can watch a great sports game and we can tell everybody about it. I'm sure that championship games that are going on today, people will be talking about those for weeks in football. But why won't we talk about the great things that Jesus does for us? He tells us to spread the gospel and share how he's changed our life. I'll tell you, beginning today, if just one of us, well, maybe five of us or a group of us, started telling all the people we know about what Jesus has done in our life, before you know it, our church would be filled up to the brim. And why is that important? Because when people come and hear God's word, they get saved. Isn't that what life is all about? That personal relationship with Jesus? It's not about what church you go to. None of that stuff is important. It's about knowing Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Can you believe that 10 people in our church last year gave their lives to Christ? Is that a blessing or not? Praise the Lord, you know? 10 people are going to heaven because of the praying that you've done, the example that you've set, and the Word of God. I can't even believe what a blessing that is. The second thing I want to share with you is that when Jesus shows up, you'll notice God speaks. Mark chapter 2 verse 2 says, "Immediately many gathered together, so there was no longer room to receive them. Not even near the door, and he preached the word to them." The Bible says that Jesus preached the words of God to them. You see, sharing God's word is important. It's important. Why is it important? Because Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." He knows that having your physical needs met is important. But you see, if you have your physical needs met and your spiritual needs still aren't met, what good really is it? You're still going to die. Every one of us faces that time where we're going to pass away. And so it's important to know whether your spirit is in the right condition. And so that's what Jesus was talking about here today, is he wanted to make sure that his spirit was in the right shape before he even healed his physical body. Folks, when we know Jesus in the house, we got to come with expectation. Now, this text doesn't tell us what Jesus preached about. We don't know what Jesus preached about. All we know is that the house was full. And if there was a whole bunch of people available, I guarantee you God was going to tell them how they could be saved. Having a God speak to us, that's one of the most distinguishing characteristics about Christianity. You see, because we serve a living God. And our living God, he can talk to us. Do you believe that, Alva? Amen. That's right. That's how God works with us. But no other God, none of those other gods other people worship, are able to speak. Do you know why? Because they're dead. They're buried in the grave. Buddha, he can't speak. No sense in talking to him. Muhammad, he can't speak either. Don't waste your time down that path. The Greek gods, no, they can't speak. Stay away from them. You don't need to talk to Zeus or Poseidon or any of those people. They're gone. The only God that conquered the grave and rose from the dead is Jesus. Amen? Amen. So speak to him, pray to him, talk to him. Our God is alive. He's been alive. And at the beginning of creation, he said, let there be light. And there was light. Our God is still living today. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. When you come to Christ, he speaks life into your situation. Look here in verse 11 again. Jesus speaks to this paralytic and he says, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he arose, he took up the bed and went out in the presence of them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. I believe that Jesus is here right now. I believe it. Because the Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, he is amongst them. And this morning we have a lot more than two or three gathered. So he's here. And if he's here and God is speaking, what is he saying to you this morning? If you're not saved, maybe he's saying, like he said to the Apostle Paul, why persecutest thou me? If you're feeling down and out or depressed in the dungeon of life, like Jeremiah was, maybe he's saying, call on me and I will answer you. I will show you. Whatever it is, you need to know that God speaks to you when Jesus shows up. Now, if you don't hear God this morning, I don't want you to be alarmed, because you can't hear God most of the time when you're distracted. If you have something else on your mind today, it's going to be hard for you to hear God. If you came to church today to look pretty, but to write your grocery list, you might not walk away with anything that Jesus wanted to tell you. If you're busy in church spending more time texting than listening to God's word, looking at Facebook, or thinking about what you'll eat for lunch, you're going to miss out on what God is trying to tell you. There has to be an awareness, a sensitivity to the power of the presence of God. You have to come expecting and come wanting to hear from God. And if you want that, I promise you will hear from him today. The third thing we experience when Jesus shows up is people get saved. They get saved. Remember, verse 5 says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. I can't imagine anything better to hear. Son, your sins are forgiven you. What more could you want in life? You see, people can get saved anytime, any place where the word of God is being shared. But you know, and I know, that it's in the church where the word of God is always shared. And so if you love that friend that you hang out with, that you talk about sports with, that you spend time with in the movies, invite them to church so they too can hear the word of God. And they too can hear that wonderful word that says, son, your sins are forgiven you. When Jesus shows up, he comes to save those that are lost. Maybe that's you today. Maybe you're sitting here and saying, I don't know this Lord and Savior you're talking about. Well, if you don't know him, today is the day you could meet him. He's the one that has grace and mercy for you. He's the one who has patience with you. He's the one who forgives you every time you sin against him when you ask him and you repent. He's the one who loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son to die on the cross for your sins. Folks, Jesus is here and he comes to save those that are lost. So far we talked about when Jesus shows up, we need to tell people. We got to share a personal testimony. We found out that when Jesus shows up, he speaks to us. And then when Jesus shows up, we see people get saved. But the last thing I want to share with you is when Jesus shows up, people leave satisfied. People leave satisfied. Look at verse 10 through 12. It says, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. When Jesus shows up, we get to see the firsthand power of God in action. Think about the story. This man came paralyzed, but he left praising. He was lying down when he came in, but he was standing up when he left. He came in secretly through the roof, but he left openly through the door. He was a paralyzed sinner when he entered, but he left as a powerful saint when he made his exit. And I know he was satisfied because God's word says his sins were forgiven and he was healed. You see, when Jesus shows up, things are different. Burdens are removed. Deliverance takes place. Healing happens emotionally and physically. Sins are forgiven. People want to be around God more often. And there is more love in their lives. You say, I'm just one person. What can I do? I say, if you show the love of Christ in your life to everybody you meet, whether it's the video store, the grocery store, where you go shopping, or where you work, you will change people's lives when they see God work in you. I thank God because the Holy Spirit is in this house today. I thank God that when Jesus shows up, He works amongst our midst. There's one more thought and I close. I want to close with a few words in this video to show you. I want to show you somebody's life that Jesus changed. Josh, would you go?
I can't believe it happened over a year ago. Seems like just yesterday. Hi, my name is Chris. I was born in the United States. I was raised by non-Christian parents. When I was about 13 years old, I began to steal. I came into the store like any other day. Just looking around. Not expecting to buy anything. It's not that I couldn't afford it. I just didn't feel like paying for it. Started with little things, and it got bigger. One day my friends invited me to go smoking with them. Car pulled out. Three guys came out. truck stop, the preacher came up. I looked at him. He looked strange. He looked at his people with love in his eyes. He looked confident about what he was going to say. As he began preaching, I came a little closer to get a better look. He started saying that one man came down from heaven to die for all men, that they won't have to go to hell, and that God punishes those who don't believe in him. He was saying that he took our sins away from us. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I started thinking about my life, how tired I was about my life, how I was living. I was heading straight for hell. Forget this, I thought. I'm tired of my life. So I slowly made my way up to the front. God, forgive me, I cried. God, forgive me. I'm so tired of my life. I'm so tired of living like this, Lord. I need your help. God, forgive me, please. I can't go on like this anymore, Lord. Please forgive me, God. God, forgive me, please. After that day, God forgave me. He gave me new life. And he's willing to forgive you. While we still have time, we should take our chance.
The title of today's sermon is Great Things Happen When Jesus Shows Up. So my question to you is, what will you do when Jesus shows up in your life? Will you share what Jesus is doing in your life with others? Will you listen to what God says when he speaks to you through his word? Will you be encouraged to see people get saved? Or will you leave today's service satisfied knowing that you've met with the Lord this week and you learned from his word? It really is up to you. I've met Jesus many times this week. It's been a rough week for our church. It's been a rough week for our family. But God is the God who reigns above it all, the Alpha and the Omega, and he never let us down. He's been walking with us through the way, and we saw some amazing miracles because of the Lord's truth. If you don't know Jesus is your Lord and Savior, don't wait another minute. Let's stand and bow our heads as we go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you today, and I thank you, God, for everything that you've done, Lord. God, I thank you for delivering us for our sin. I thank you, God, for showing up and healing that paralytic man. I thank you, God, for forgiving his sins, Lord. God, for him coming in one way but leaving in another. And God, I believe that you're telling us here today, too. We can come in here filled with burdens, filled with broken hearts, broken dreams, shattered dreams, on a rough path. But we can leave giving glory to you, Lord. God, there are many hearts that need to be healed today that are going through a rough time. I pray, Lord, that they would just feel your hand upon them, Lord. I pray, God, that they would just feel the Holy Spirit just surround them, Lord. God, and as we sing this verse of invitation, Lord, if anyone, he just wants to come up and pray, just to come up and talk to you like a friend, I won't bother him, Lord. It's just them and you. I pray, Lord, you'll give him the strength and the courage to do that today.